Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. From
Every breath that I am Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Psalms 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy right. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee. Thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Father, if I had thousands and trillions and billions of tongues, it's not enough to say thank you. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. I thank you, Lord, that you are faithful. Even when we are not faithful, you are faithful. Oh, Father, I thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, I thank you for the breath that you give, that I'm breathing this morning. Thank you for your breath. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord, that the mind of Christ is transforming me, oh God, into the image that you want me to be, like the image of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, thank you for the transformation process. Although, Lord, there are times it is difficult and hard. But you said in Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. So, Lord, we thank you, and we bless your name. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out for mercy. Mercy, O God, mercy, mercy, mercy. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy. Mercy upon us, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy upon our children. Mercy upon our grandchildren. Mercy, O God, upon our spouses. Mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. Mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us, O God. We truly repent of all that we've done that is not pleasing to you, O God. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy. Have mercy, O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, rain down your mercy. Rain down your grace. Rain down your love. Oh God, we cry out to you. Oh God, we pray to you for your mercy. Mercy for our children. Lord, mercy for our grandchildren. Mercy for our siblings. Mercy for our nieces and nephews. Mercy for our spouses. Mercy for each and every one of us, oh God. Cleanse us, forgive us, and cleanse us, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Oh, Father God, release the blood of Jesus over our spirit, over our souls, and over our bodies. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Holy are my son. We cover this service with the blood of Jesus. We cover our wombs with the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we cover our children with the blood of Jesus. We cover their homes, their dwelling places with the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, our womb with the blood of Jesus. We cover, oh, God, their service with the blood of Jesus, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, release your blood. We soak every cell in our bodies, every tissue, every organ, every system in the body, in the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, Father God. Let the blood of Jesus flush our systems. Take every sickness, every illness from in our bodies. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus remove toxins from in our bodies. Let the blood of Jesus regenerate our good cells. Regenerate, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The blood, of Jesus. Father, this morning, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the full armor on, helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren. We put the armor on our nieces and our nephews. In the name of Jesus, Horia Masan Dedeka. In the name of Jesus, Father God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, take away the heart of stone and give us your heart of flesh, oh God. Father God, everything in our lives that does not bring glory and honor to your name, uproot those things, O God, and fill us up, O God. Fill us up with the Holy Spirit. Give us strength like an eagle, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the winds of the Holy Spirit, O God, take us through. In the name of Jesus, bear us on eagle's wings. In the name of Jesus, we are dependent on you. You bore the children of Israel on eagle's wings. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, for fresh oil this morning. Fresh anointing. Anointing from yesterday. But we need fresh oil in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing flow in the mighty name of Jesus. Empty me of myself and fill me up with the Holy Spirit. Empty us of ourselves and fill us up with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, lead us and guide us. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we want to say thank you in advance. We thank you for breakthroughs. Thank you, Lord, for trials and tribulations. We thank you, Lord, that you always will never leave us. Your promises are yes and amen. And so, Lord, we bless you. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cancel every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown against our lives, against God's plans and purpose for our lives. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we bless you, oh, God. You are great. There is no one greater than you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We adore you. We worship you. Father, as I bring this word, let it not be me, Almighty God. Let it be the Christ that lives inside of me, O God. Father, I hide behind
conference
the
recording started.
All of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Father, I decrease, and you increase. You take over. In the name of Jesus, let me not speak in human wisdom, but in godly, holy wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, as this word comes forth, oh God, let it be made plain and simple. Let us get revelation and understanding and application of your word in our lives. Let this word bring healing and comfort to our souls in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in advance. We thank you for the manifestation and activation of your word spoken in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we adore you. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Sanctify us in thy truth. Your word is thy truth. Sanctify us in thy truth. Your word is thy truth. Well, I want to say good morning to those that are just joining us. Hallelujah. We bless God for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us this morning. I will not be long, but I was with you all this morning. I'm going to bring the word. Hallelujah. I pray that you pay attention to what the Spirit of God saying to us this morning, to see that the Creator of the universe found it fit to visit us, to be with us every morning, 24/7. What a mighty God we serve. You are blessed and you are highly favored. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Psalm 24 goes like this. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall as the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. And then we go on and we're going to look at that we've been looking at. And it's Psalm 23. Can you say that with me wherever you are? The Lord is my shepherd. But I want you to say it and have ownership of it. Say it and have that faith and believe that when you say the Lord is my shepherd, you believe it. Not only saying it, but believe it. Let's say it once again. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He leadeth me in the paths for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over, surely goodness, hallelujah, and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We are going to look at verse 4, 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. What is this valley of the shadow of death? When there's a shadow, that means death is right there. And you see the shadow, because when you see a shadow of a person or a shadow of a thing, the thing is right there. But the Lord is saying, fear no evil, for I am with you. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So sometimes people, what is this valley? Because when you walk in the valley of shadow of death, you got to know what is the valley in those low periods when death is all around you. But God brings you through. And I'm sure everyone, the morning, when death was all around, and God Almighty, God brought you through. There's the song that said, I never would have made it without you. So let's look at some examples in the Bible. When we look at example, we can look at, turn your Bible to the book of Job. Because I want us to see one thing about Job. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Job was a righteous man of God. Hallelujah. And Job lived a life that was pleasing to God. The Bible says, hallelujah, Job 1:1. There was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and the one that feared God and eschewed evil. So just in verse 1 tells you who Job is. Amen? That he feared God. He was a perfect man. This is the Bible telling you who this man is, Job. And as the story goes about Job, I'm going to break it down. Verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came along also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and escheweth evil? And then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for none? Hath not thou made an edge above him, above his house, above all that he hath on every side, that has blessed the works of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land? But put forth thy hand now, and search all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto thee, behold, all that he has is in thy power, only upon himself. Put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. God himself is telling us about Job, that Job is a man that fears him. He is a perfect man. But then you see Satan goes and God said, have thou not considered? He said, God said, where are you coming from? Up and down the earth. He said, that God is suggesting and giving. Satan said, look, have you considered my servant Job? You're going up and down. Have you considered my servant Job? And Satan said, well, You bless him. You got a hedge around him and everything. Go ahead. But don't take his life. I'm just summarizing. And we all, if you take time and read the rest of the story, Job's children die. Everything happened to Job in one. In fact, as he was speaking, things were happening to Job. You take time and you read the book, all the scriptures in the book of Job. Job went through a lot. His wife even told him to curse God and die. His friends told him all kinds of stuff. What am I saying to you? We describe this as Job was in the valley of the shadow of death. Job has lost children. Every one of them. Job has lost everything he owned. Not only did he lose everything, then he was sick. Job was in a period of distress. Everything was against him on every side. If this was happening to us right now, we would say it's the devil, let's fast, let's do this, let's do that. But this is something that God, he asked Satan, have you considered Job? He's an upright man. And then, so he asked, is that Satan went to, Satan went with the sons of men. But Satan did, he asked Satan. So God had purpose for this to happen to Job. But one of the things I want you to always realize that God gave you strength. God made you. He puts everything. But let me say this again. Satan do not know what God has placed in you to go through different situations in life. What God has wired you. He doesn't know. God has put some things in every one of us individually in us at some difficult moments at times. You see, Satan is not omnipresent. No, he's not. God is. Hallelujah. So God will put something. God has put things in me. God has put certain things in you that when trials and tribulations and affliction come, hallelujah, all of a sudden you feel that stress that will help you to overcome the enemy. And that strength comes from the Holy Spirit. And what am I saying to you? God is right there with you. Hallelujah. So Job went through his valley. His valley of the shadow of death. He did because death took his children. He was afflicted on every side, lost money, lost everything. He only had his life. And his friends said a bunch of things. But through that valley, God brought Job through. The Bible says Job was restored. Let's look at Job chapter, I think it's 40. Let's go at 41. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, not 40, I must say. Is that 41? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So it's Job 42. So when you read Job 42, you see God speaking to Job. Job has been through all these things. And the verse, when you go to Job 42, 12, it says, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. God blessed the latter more than his beginning. Then God blessed him with 7 sons and 3 daughters. God blessed him exceedingly and abundantly above all. After he went through that valley, what am I saying to you? He said, God said, yea, though I walk through. You walk through the valley. We are the sheep of his pasture. So when we go through these things, we come through. He
children of Israel in Exodus, as God brought the children of Israel out. They went through a lot of affliction, and God has said to Abraham that the children of Israel were going to be afflicted. They were going to be slaves in Egypt for what? 400 years. But God is he always will fulfill his promises. Hallelujah. So when you look at it, God already had Moses were predestined to bring the children of Israel out. What is this valley we're talking about? Hallelujah. When Pharaoh let the children of Israel go, if you have time, you can read the whole things of Exodus straight through. Hallelujah. So after Pharaoh, as they were going, the Bible says in Exodus 14:4, and I will honor Pharaoh's heart that he will follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hope, that the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. And they did so. So the children of Israel were happy to leave, but when they looked behind them, who was there? There was Pharaoh and his army running. So they were in that valley of the shadow of death. Oh, and probably murmuring and complaining. And they didn't look at all the miracles God had done for them before. All the plagues that did not affect them. They did not look at the miracles. All the good things. Sometimes we have to look back over our lives and see what the Lord has done for us. And so the children of Israel went to the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army was followed after them. Well, sometimes the enemy, you go open the door, they're still pursuing and after you. Who am I speaking to this morning? Perhaps I'm speaking to me and no one else. But you see, when it's almost time for you to be, get your breakthrough, he will come in to discourage you, to let you turn away from the promises of God. But you have to stand still and believe. And so the children of Israel going through the Red Sea, Pharaoh's army is coming. And God just stepped right in. Pharaoh and his army died in the Red Sea. That's the valley of the shadow of death. Hallelujah. Fear no evil, for thou art with me. We talk about Job, thou art with me. We're talking about the children of Israel. God is with them. Let's look at the book of Ruth. Hallelujah. Look at Ruth. For her son, she went to Moab. Her husband died. Her son died. Do you know she was in that valley too of the shadow of death? She has no evil. Naomi. Her son died. Her husband died. Naomi was in that valley, the shadow of death in that country of Moab. All she had left was her daughter-in-law, Ruth and Orpah. She decided to go back to her land. Hallelujah. And different things happened. She was in a valley experience, but God was with her. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. At the end of the day, Jesus came through the lineage of Naomi. Hallelujah. So even though she went through the valley of the shadow of death, she came out victorious. I could go on and on. Daniel was in the valley of the shadow of death because he refused prayer life. He refused to bow down to an idol. But in that valley of the shadow of death, God was right there with the lion. It did not touch him. God was there. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego go in the fire. God was there. Jesus told the disciples, let's go to the other side. And when they went to the other side, as the
they were going. Jesus wasn't even on the bus at that time. The storm came, and Jesus came on that on the water in the middle, and Jesus rebuked the storms. Hallelujah. Jesus sleeping on the boat, and the storm came. He rebuked the storm and stopped the storm. Those men, as the boat was, water was in the boat, they were in the valley of the shadow of death, even on their assignment in the valley of the shadow of death. Or Job, as a Job might not in the valley of the shadow of death. Fear no evil. Sickness. And when the devil say, when the doctors say you will not make it, the doctors gave up on you. You're in the valley of the shadow of death. But fear no evil, for God is with you. He will bring you through. So whatever valley experience that you may be having, some of them, most of these experiences are ordained by God to strengthen us. So we go in that refiner fire and we learn to trust him completely. You will not die in the fire. The lions will not take you in the lion's den. Job, the sickness and all that's happened to you, it's just temporary. Naomi, you're crying over your husband and your son, but you will see the end results. Oh, isn't God a faithful God? You see, that's why they say he takes me in the paths of righteousness. One of those paths is the valley. But he will never leave us nor forsake us. He took me in the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil, for he was with me. He took me in the valley of the shadow of death when I was 9 years old. Hallelujah. In a fire brought me through. No fire smell. No burn on my mother and her children. He took me to the valley of the shadow of death when there was AIDS all around and I was having my daughter. And I did not know was bleeding to death. Lost 2/3 of my blood. How many people gave me blood transfusion? I was in the valley of the shadow of death. The doctors had to pray. But he brought me through. I can go on and on. What is the valley of the shadow of death that you went through? That he brought you through? I'm not talking about a low thing. I'm talking about major things in your life. Think back. See what the Lord has. Can you just put on your garment of praise and celebrate Jesus and praise him that he never left you, left me in the valley of the shadow of death, that we can look at Romans 8:28 and that says all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I don't know your valley of the shadow of death that you're going through right now, but I know that God is with you and he will bring you through. Then when he brings you through, favor for you, the enemy thought they could kill you. No, God has your back. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the valley experiences in our lives. We thank you that you never left us and you will never leave us nor forsake us. Father God, we thank you that all your promises are yes and amen. Oh, Father God, sometimes these things that I just took are major things that happen in people's lives. We get refreshed over tiny things. So Oh, Lord, when we look back, just by reading these stories about our experiences, all we can do is to praise you and thank you. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for strengthening. Thank you for the refiner's fire. So, Father God, and I pray for all those that are going through, whether it's the loss of a relative, child, whatever it is, sickness, whatever, the Lord, give them strength. Breathe on us. Breathe on us, O God, and let thy kingdom come, and let thy will be done in us. Thank you for your strength is made perfect in our weakness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit remain and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Someone. I'll just sing it to someone.